Okay. Festos and Harchakos, that's what this is on, right? Okay. So we'll go around and everyone, you know, will be able to participate, and I don't want to put anyone on the spot. Again, this is all this is about is to be able to give you a miskeret to do chazara. And, you know, that's all we're here for. That's it, okay. Okay, Vestos Hayom. When does that start? The Vestos Hayom. What part of the day? What is called Yom for Vestos Hayom?
What's the time period?
Yeah.
It's Machlokes and Achronim. Like Chavos Das, Rabbi said, we assume like it's from the Nates to Shkia.
Yeah. Technically, it's called Hey Nates, right? What's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is in the Encyclopedia Talmudis, it's on the hay. Remember? Okay, so I don't know where they are. Did they get to Nun yet? Are they all the way Nun yet? No, they're not yet. Yeah, but someone told me to look in the Encyclopedia Talmudis about it. So I said, but they're not after Nun. But hey, Phoenix. Okay, that's the Nafkamina. But not the Greenblatt once told me that he brought the first, him and Rav Shimon Strelitz brought the first volume on the Encyclopedia Talmudis to the Briskerov when it first came out. He was learning in Eretz Yisrael at the time, Rav not the Greenblatt, and he brought it, and he was Meshabeach it very, very much. He liked it a lot. Even though the first volume, compared to the later volumes, is much more in the later volumes, but even then, but that's the Nafkamina. Okay, so you say the Chavos Das says what?
Hanitz.
Chavos Das say Hey Neitz Achamer. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Like the pasuk in they quote the pasuk in Shir Hashem Hey Neitzu Harimonim. It sprouts. That's why you have to the Berachos Ilanos. Don't forget if you're sprouting the, you know. Even though it's ear already, it still could be. As Rabbi pointed out, I saw recently in the Sefer also that idea that Kufus Nisan doesn't mean that it has to be Dafka and Nisan. Okay, these are side topics, but it'll make it interesting, right? Okay, yeah. So, and who disagrees with that?
I think Rav Abadi says Alus.
Ravadi says Alos.
Yeah.
And how does he know that, Ravadi?
Generally, we say that anything that's
done by
Yom is from Alos.
Right.
We also have the Shita of the Rabbi Yochanan. He says it's always a set time, 6 hours before Chatzos. 6 hours, hour, not
but how did Ravadi know that it's Alos? Because the Shulchan Aruch says Neitz, so how does Ravadi know?
I think, didn't he just say Lav Davka Neitz?
Of Zafkanates.
And the Lav Dafkanates means a los.
There's another halacha later on that's not
a los. You said that when it says nates, just means the day, stam, no?
Yeah, but. No, I. Ravadi Bershad points out, you look in the Sefer Eshkol, and it says a beferish in the Sefer Eshkol. So what was I Mosif on that? This I didn't say this year, but. Someone wrote a whole list of which Rishonim had and which Rishonim they didn't have. It was in the Mashbir, right? So one of the things he lists is Ha'eshkol, that he didn't have the Eshkol. So he said, oh, so now it works in very well because maybe if the Shulchan Aruch would have had the Eshkol, he would have explained the Gemara. It doesn't mean Neitzah would have said like the Eshkol, and that would have been it. So I was very excited. I wrote a whole article in the Mashbir about, based on that other person's article, who made the list. So once I had that list, it was Givaldic. And then, you know, the Rashba paskins that if you have the Rishus HaRabim of people of a platya inside a city that's has glossos that are the nolos v'layla, it's still a Rishus HaRabim. It's like Rav Reuven Feinstein said from his father, Rav Eisman pointed out, that it's like you have a home around the Rishus HaRabim. Rav Moshe was machmir for that sheet of the Avodah Zarah Kodesh. So everyone asked, I mean, the Chacham Tzvi asked, but the Shulchan Aruch didn't bring down that Avodah Zarah Kodesh. Oh, but in the list, that's one of the Rishonim that the Shulchan Aruch didn't have. So that bolsters the Rav Moshe. So I was that was another thing I put in the list. I was very excited. As soon as I read that list, now this became clear, this became clear, this became clear. Okay. Have they made it exciting? Okay. Okay, very good. Passing things. Where does that come from? The sort of passing things.
Most of it comes from Rashi. In the Gemara it only mentions when you prepare a kos in passing the kos should be with the shinoi. So the Yireim says that really that's the whole harchak of passing. But Rashi says, Rashi includes throwing, and then other Rishonim expand on you know past the Yireim. Of other things as well.
Mm-hmm. She says even anything, like passing anything, even keys,
or
must have
been
thrown.
Yeah, who says throwing? Ramak.
Ramak.
Pinyam and Zev. Shout out to Chubas Pinyam and Zev. So, what about ping pong? Where did the Debrecina live? Where did he live in Barbara? Where was the shul? Where's the shul?
That's like the place.
16th Avenue. Who was the brother of the Debrecina? What?
Australia.
Right. Right. But Newberger said when he was in Australia. And people were asking Rav Moshe what day they should keep for Shabbos. So Rav Moshe said, "What are you asking me? It's not right. There's a big rub there. You should ask his opinion." So. And what does the Lubavitcher Rebbe say about the dateline?
About the dateline.
Yeah. Vos zok de Lubavitcher Rebbe. See, if people are coming, has to make the Labor Day. What is the Lubavitcher Rebbe say? Lubavitcher Rebbe, my dear friends, Lubavitcher Rebbe said that if you start, say you're in China, okay, and then you go to New York during Sfira, so you're going to be a day ahead. So then you count based on your count. You know, you'll be a day ahead of the way in New York. And you came Shavuos the day before everyone else.
Wow.
Yeah, because of the Gemara, that's what he held. Rabbi Shippel, he told me that once he was going during Sfira, and he dafka went around the other way of the globe, which was much longer, to avoid the Shiloh.
Whoa. That's awesome.
Okay. Does it make a labor to cure? That's one of the famous psukim from the Rebbe. Okay. So, what about a baby? Oh, baby. Else calls baby. So let the two new fathers discuss the luck of the babies.
Tadvich says that it's nickel, because I think like the baby's
How do you say that?
Right, so we have to carry themselves in we. And a couple other Satan Bahakos that we have from the village says the baby is considered a hola. If he's a hola, then you have to actually pass. And I've heard Willie say, I think it was mentioned Shiver, Willie also says it's people do dangerous things sometimes to avoid them. And Moshe also says that, if your hands like over, there's giving and taking. There's a battle. One parent is just holding, and the other parent takes. Right? The spouse takes, then it's not giving, it's just taking. Aaron Zelder, right? He's used
to. Who said that?
Aaron Zelder.
Of Aaron Felder.
Felder.
And Shumay Aaron. He was a big Talmud of Moshe. I was friendly with him.
Yeah, I can say from my experience last week that without reporting, it's extremely difficult to not do anything stupid.
Right.
Extremely difficult.
Right. Definitely.
Also, the nurses have no idea that you can't. It's like I was asking the nurse to like take the baby in. And she's like, are you serious? Like, you can't do that.
So I'm very into... not everybody agrees. Reb David Feinstein once told me that... This is one year that Reb David wasn't eating in the same sukkah. So I had to go in just quickly to ask him. Because sukkahs couldn't go by without me speaking to him. Even though in the later years he was on the other side that I didn't, but... So that was one of the things I asked him. If he wasn't locus to a cooler. Okay.
What about the double pillow by the breast?
Zach Berger. The double pillow. What do you say about the double pillow? But yeah, what about the double pillow? Over here.
Yeah, it's better to do with the double pillow if you have to.
What situation are we talking about?
By the sonic.
By the Prater. Prater.
That's Prater, not something.
What did Rav David say?
I asked him if there was a heter. He said, I think he said no. But okay, that's his opinion. As it is, the whole idea that we're so machmir for this, what's the pshat? Why are we so machmir for the passing? If it's only, you said,
we're afraid they're going to touch, and it's B'derech Ima.
Yeah, but it's all the most Rishonim. If you'd ask the Rambam, Maimonides.
Only, he says only wine.
It's not a tearful. It's easy to do.
It's easy to do, so therefore might as well. Who said that?
Ravadi
Yosef. Ravadi
Yosef. Who said
double?
He does
say
double.
Yeah.
But he also said the Baka Mitzvah is only like once.
Once
you have a single one,
it's rare,
right? But you have the safer your rain, you have all these different tools. Yeah. Okay. 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 I mean, that's why Tzitzel Yezer says for the stroller, you should wear gloves, because the only real concern is because they might touch. It's not.
What was the famous sefer of the Chidah on the different Gedolim? What was it called?
Shema
Gedolim. So, recently, I was in the library the other day, so one of the librarians, Mrs. Hanauer, showed me there was an article written in Yan, was that? That's the. In one of the, what is it, in Hamodiah, the thing that take out, I forget which magazine, which newspaper it's in. It was about, somebody wrote an article about famous Sfarim written in quarantine. So Shema Gedolim was one. And the other Sefer.
Imre Baruch Hanagada.
Oh, Imre Baruch Hanagada, he doesn't know about that. Mechir Yayin. No, what's the Mechir Yayin? Yeah. So that was written in quarantine. Yeah.
What about Imre Baruch Al Agada?
Yeah, someone just mentioned that, yeah. that's why it was time to write it. Okay. Okay, we're doing well here. point is to make this Levedic, not just to not just to repeat things that. So let me ask you a question. If you go out with your wife to a restaurant, with just the two of you, and she's Anita, would you have to do anything special because she's Anita?
Yeah, we said that you have to treat it as if you're alone in the same house together, and therefore you have to, you know, set up a hat care or have placements. I mean, even though you're in public, we still consider it, since you're alone at the table together, we consider it as if it's, you know, an intimate type of date, and therefore you have to be very careful.
Yeah, what were you going to say?
Yeah. Maravadi points out that the hikrata khanas for children caught them when they rush.
Right.
So even in public, it's, that's when children caught them.
Where else do we have this idea of the shulchan katan?
By Leah Seder, to take out the table and bring it back.
Of the right bit.
Right.
But the Rosh says that nowadays we all have big tables. So.
Yeah, the shulchan katan is the shiltas.
Shabbos.
Then why do we cover the challahs?
Take
because really the idea is that when you come into the Shabbos dining room, it's supposed to be empty, no tables. Then you make Kiddush and then you bring the tables out, look over Shabbos. But today we can't do that. Imagine we're going to take our table into another room. It's not going to work. So the ma'isa, when you cover the challahs, as if the table is mesulak. But then they used to have small tables. That's how everyone had their own table. So it makes a lot of sense that should be the, because it's a chiddush that we have such a big table, and we say that if you and your wife are eating at the big table alone, then you need a heker. But and if there's another person besides you and your wife there, what's the din?
Well, you don't need a hacker.
That person is the hacker.
Oh.
You can also, they're not worried that anything's going to happen because there's another person there. So I think I don't remember who, but someone was mangled by kids who were by their in-laws. Or by their parents.
That was Rabbi Yosef.
People at the table. So it's not considered that they're alone.
You also have the kula of the Rambam that says that the only issue is just mamash eating from the exact same plate. But if you have your own separate plate, you're fine.
Mm-hmm. Very, very good. Where do you live?
Englewood.
Englewood?
Yeah.
How is it at Englewood?
It's great. Yeah. Love it.
You grew up there, or is this?
No, I work in Rabbi Reichman Shul.
Oh, you work in Rabbi Reichman Shul. Very nice. Excellent. Okay. What is the Mezigas Hakos? What is that?
It's from the Gemara. It's basically how they used to pour wine was they also would pour it and they would dilute it. And the Gemara says that there's three things that a wife can't do for her husband while she's a nida. So the Gemara says one of them is Mezigas Hakos, which we learn out means pouring it and placing it in front of him.
But he has to be directly in front of him, right? That's the key.
Right.
Yeah.
Only
Yayin.
Only Yayin? Yeah. Who says not only Yayin? Who says not only Yayin?
Doesn't the Shach extend it to food?
Marash Ostrei.
He said it's even food.
Yeah. Even food, yeah. Soup, yeah. Hagashas Oichel, Hagashas. But wine? You say that's us. And who's more making even on that?
Yiddish.
Because
he's not actually doing mezigah, right?
He's not doing mezigah.
It's not a pouring, a chosh of pouring.
Because it's not mezigah, it's just pouring. It's just pouring.
For other people too. Other people are also like a kid. Okay. Not there. He's not for the husband for the wife. He wouldn't have been making for the wife to the husband.
That's
how it is, right?
Well, say again.
He wouldn't be making from the wife to the husband.
Well, basically he said, the shita that was the Rashbam said both ways, and he's the one anyway who says,
Isn't there a Bavali Mikkel that even the husband can give a little cup of grape juice to the wife because it's not their chippah because you did that to anyone if they're a guest at your house?
Yeah, that's what Bavali said to me once, that he thought that if other people are there and then you're giving to this guy's wife,
as much as you have to place it down, you can't.
So obviously that's not considered a chippah.
Wasn't that by Kiddush? Specifically by Kiddush?
Okay, very good. What's the din? Someone's in a room at the svarim and it's very hard to cover up, so what's the... Someone claimed to me before Pesach, they said they're going to be away for Pesach and they're going to be in a bedroom or whatever, but it's not shy. So what could be as far as...
Is it in a bookcase?
What?
Is it in a bookcase?
In a bookcase, yeah.
Does it have doors?
Well, let's assume it doesn't have doors.
Even if it doesn't have doors, you could rely on the bookcase and the binding itself.
The binding.
It's a very large bookcase.
The Kafachayim.
That would also help.
What does the Kafachayim say?
Kafachayim says that the binding, he argues, the Maran Chik says the binding is bottled to the Sefer, but he says you can rely, because of all these potential kulas of nowadays Farim, that the binding counts as one cover.
Mm-hmm.
And then in theory, the Shlomo Kluger says you can also cover yourself. So,
and cover yourself, he says what? Means what?
What that?
Cover yourself to what degree?
So Rav Moshe says only the Malkam Erev needs to be covered.
So what does the Shlomo Kluger say?
He says the whole head.
That was only assuming that the Svarim shells were machzik, are both
right,
so. Then it could be your shos b'fnei atzma.
Right.
And then you can use the cover to
have
your
two. The only thing I was still masupok, you tell me, is that what about this part? You know, this part is all covered out. And if it's very low, but if this part is still... So when you put in the shelf, so the bottom is mechusa, this is mechusa. The only thing is, this part might not be that.
I mean, there is normally a top cover, even if it's not touching it. I mean, you would assume that the shade perhaps would be enough of a...
But Rebbe, is that part exposed? Because we said there are two potential problems. One is the re'iyah of the svarim, and the other is the bizaya. So is that part of the sefer actually exposed? I mean, in terms of re'iyah?
So that's what I'm wondering. I think every Tavim mentioned could be maybe the word is that this part goes. So when you're over here, this part you don't even see that.
Right.
That part.
Right.
Might be an akamina for if the lower shelves have books that have a big gap between the top of the sefer and the shelf.
Right.
Then you can still see the top. Would we be able to put a book maybe on top of it, like on the side?
Yeah, if you're going to already have to do that, then, how many different... No one's going to make cheshbon of 30 different svarim, and,
Do you know what you're saying? It was like a very big room, and one's on one end, one's on the other end. That could also be okay.
Did we?
It's like in the pizza.
So if there's a bookshelf, we said, people were asking me, this comes up in Einstein's studios. that they have a studio, so it's one room. So that, some point out, you can line up the shrum shells, you know, across the room, and then the svarim on the gula on the other side, and the couples on the side of the back, that could be an etza, because then there's mamas and amchitza. That's... Okay. No, what's Vesas HaChodesh? One second, someone's calling. Hello? Hello? Oh, can I call you in a little bit? Okay, hold it, thank you.
It's the Vesas that is formed on the same day of the month for the following month, meaning if it was like the 15th of Iyar, the next month on the 15th would also have a Veset.
Right. And it's only that, oh no, even the... Yeah, who? What does the Orzer Rose say?
The owner before as well.
And what do you think, those that argue with your Zeruah. Why do they argue with your Zeruah?
The Gemara says, my lab on Afrika.
Means
Osa Ona. Osa Ona. So.
Oh, yeah, the Shurashai.
Yeah, who's the Shurashai? Oh, Shurashai. Yeah, what is the Shurashai? That's my favorite. Yeah, what does he say?
The head of the Shurashai, only if it's a Vezes Kavua.
Yeah, in other words, you only have to be Machmir. He thinks even the Rezeruah is only Machmir when it was a Vezes Kavua, which I think that's the Ikka Kula. People call it all the Chazanish, she was made, blah, 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 you know, this thing. But the thing I like the best is the Chura Shai. The Orzura probably was only Mahmir and the Vesas Kavua to do the Orzura. Okay. Okay.
I mean, there's also a Shaila of, if it's, let's say, the 30th of Nisan, should, and there's no 30th of Iyar, should you hold Kaftet? So the Shevet HaLevi says, no, it's just, if it's only, there's an exact amount of days, and then the Aruch HaShulchan also talks about that, if on Rosh Chodesh, it happens on Rosh Chodesh, it's a two-day Rosh Chodesh, should she hold it for 2 days, or
uh-huh.
Is it on the same Rosh
right.
Chodesh, or is it just on the specific day?
Yeah. Very good. So she has to have a very
such a thing, isn't it?
And okay, and what if a person has a long cycle, so maybe just for the next couple of minutes we should let some, since I'm not calling on people specifically, we're going to let some people who didn't get to speak up yet, to speak up yet, okay? So give them, so obviously you know if you spoke up already, and if you did, so maybe then within 10 minutes we'll go back to the, you know, this way. I don't want to put anyone on the spot, and then we'll give everyone a turn, but so this is maybe a way to do it. So maybe for the next 10 minutes or so, we'll let people who didn't speak up yet to speak up, because you know some people didn't get a chance yet. Okay, but what was I saying?
Long cycle.
Well, oh yeah, if they have a long cycle. If they have a long cycle, so they never see on the Chodesh, and they never see on the Beinonis. So, what's the story with these people?
I think then she has a chazaka shelo liros, and she would only have to keep the Vesas HaFlaga and
right.
Not the Chodesh.
Right, and that what is it, that's based on what? Who says that?
Forget exactly.
Yeah, anyone want to discuss who... Okay, Okay, if no one wants to say, then you could say.
The Vesak Shura Sadashin.
Yeah, what does the Shura Sadashin say?
Shura Sadashin says that you could have a Vesak Kavua without having to define the amount of days that you see it. Or
so what context does the Shura Sadashin say it?
In the context of, I assume you could dial it, but in the context of, is it Ro Machmas Tashmish the Rif, that you could be your beginning having a Vesak Kavua?
Yeah, in other words, if you need...
It
has to do with whether a person...
The deacon by Tashmish. You consider Vesak Kavua...
That she doesn't have to do
that.
And then who's the one who therefore extends the Truma Sadeshin?
I think it's Rav Moshe.
Well, who's the one who asked the Kasha? So if that be the case...
The Chavis Das says if this is true, then we're just going to apply it also to Unubinidus.
Right. Very good. And right. So, and then he's saying, and of course we don't. And then who said the other way?
Sidretara.
Right. But Moshe didn't just. I don't think he said anything a new sheet about this. This is. Okay.
Rebbe, but didn't Rav Abadi apply it to an onabandonist? Didn't he say that since most women don't have a 30-day cycle nowadays, the onabandonist you could be lenient on?
Yeah, so he has a separate thing, Rav Abadi's thing. Rav Abadi says that the whole concept of onabandonist maybe is questionable, Guzman has there. Yes. Why? Let me hear what you're saying, y'all.
Because the whole concept of it is... Because it is assuming that a woman has a 30-day cycle, but nowadays women don't usually have a 30-day cycle. He assumes that it's different nowadays than it was in the times of the Gemara, so he said perhaps there could be room to say that the onabandonist would not be applicable to have to require a bidika at that time also, unless she's mochsak as seeing during that time period.
Right. In other words, he says that the whole idea of onabandonist is for women who don't have a vesis kavua, so since rove women see in that day... Then you get an honorary degree of a Vesas Kavua. But if that's not the Matthias anymore, then Mehechitesi, that should be considered a Vesas Kavua. Mehechitesi should be an honor, Mehechitesi should be a Shulchan Aruch, the two chumers in Shulchan Aruch, that it's an owner, considered like a Vesas
Kavua.
And what's the Chiddush of the chumra in the Shulchan Aruch about that it's a Vesas Kavua? Right. But Digas Ma'akev, if they're over a Vesas and you're doing Bodeg, you still also Acha Yivdo. And what's Kuf Pei Tess? Kuf Pei Tess, how does it go?
Dala.
Dala, the Kuf Pei Dala Tess.
Right.
What's the steer?
If you didn't do a bidika after the Vesas, or during the Vesas, whether you needed to do one before you could do Tess.
Okay, that's good. Shuma Sadeshans, large Shuma Sadeshans, right? Where else in Halacha you have Yom V'Layla, Yabbe man and woman? This is not a fair question. Okay, so you say Isha Tashmish Bayom. And when is it Mutter? Isha Tashmish Bayom? Mapil Taliso. And what does Mapil Taliso help for Orhaneir or only helps for Yom?
Only for Yom, corn children.
And who disagrees?
We saw
The Rambam says that, and Rabbi Tuff is very into this, that he thinks that Meikar Din, it should, the Matel Talisa should also help for, sometimes if someone will come over and say that they forgot to turn off their light on Friday night, they want to be Mishamish. So usually they get a guy. But once COVID started, then people are not so willing to come into your apartment. So then the question is, could you rely on, so according to the Olas Talmud, you could rely on Matel Taliso even for that, according to others not. Oh, so this Friday, I had a shiloh I never got in my life. It has to do with day and night. And I didn't know what to do with it, so I called up Rav Harfenis, and he put me in contact with the world's mumcha on this topic. And this was a shayla. And it's a shayla that usually someone calls you on Friday for a shayla. So, you know, unless it's something like very, you know, you say, okay, we can wait. If it's something that mamish, usually it's like a nida shayla, it's a mamish no geya, you know, so this was not a nida shayla. And it's still like the person needed an answer right away, and I felt pressure, you know. So it was about to dab mincha, and then I needed whatever. So this is the shayla.
Rabbi, was it Shiloach HaKan?
Yes.
My father-in-law told me about this.
Your father heard the story? I didn't even know.
Yeah, he spoke to Menachem Brick.
Had Menachem Brick. Okay, because that wasn't even him. But this is the shayla. Somebody called me up on behalf of their father, whatever. They did shiluach hakan. They just did shiluach hakan. He said, "I was mishalech the aim. I took the eggs, and now what do I do?" So, you know, I never did that. I don't know. What do you do? So what do I do with the eggs? So I felt pressure because he has the eggs in his hand and he's like waiting for an answer. What do I do with the eggs? So I felt like, you know, keeping this guy waiting. And I didn't know what to tell him. So I said, so who should I speak to? Who's? So I called Rav Harfenis. He said, you should call this Rav Khan from Williamsburg. He told me, my name is Khan, I was involved in Shiloach HaKan for the past 40 years. So he said, this is what he told me, listen carefully. He said to me, so first Rav Harfenis said, you know, you take the eggs, put them in the cholent. You know, eat them. So he said like this. It happens to be that it was a robin. So he says, robin could be kosher, but we don't have a mesorah, so you shouldn't eat them. You should not eat the eggs. It's a robin, you shouldn't eat the eggs. But he said to me, you did shiluach hakan in the daytime. You should have done it at night. Because in the daytime, it's usually the father that's on the eggs. At night, it's the mother. So it could be you didn't do the mitzvah at all. So what I recommend you do is return the eggs to the nest, and hopefully, well, Shabbos is not going to do it, but you come back on Tzoy Shabbos and see if the mother's there. And if the mother's there, then you'll shoo away the mother and you'll take the eggs. He said usually blue eggs, he knew, he got it right. And he said, and then, since we don't have a mesorah, so you shouldn't eat them. But, so either you discard them, but they're covered, or you can frame them as a shmirah for your house. And that was I didn't get back to him. Last night, Shabbos ended late, and I had so many other things I had to take care of. I forgot to call the fellow back and see what happened.
Could you put them back after you take them?
In other words, because he didn't do the mitzvah properly.
No, I'm saying after you do the mitzvah properly, can you just put them back?
No, so that's a whole discussion, but he said no, not to put them back, to either discard them or to... The question of eating them, like my wife was saying, if they, you know, hatch and be a child of a sheretz, like my wife is saying, whatever. But that was the... So if you ever have a child in Hilchos Shiluach HaKan, he's the... You know, have to. Usually, that's not the shilas I get. It's still the shulah I can. But I was okay. So that was interesting.
Based on what, if you were to put them back, would it be matzah the mitzvah or like?
Yeah, the Aruch HaShulchan talks about putting them back. What the story is, you should look in the Aruch HaShulchan.
I mean, Rav, isn't the basic psak of the Shulchan Aruch saying that you could return it? I know Rav Hirsch discusses that at length. He says, Dafka, the mitzvah is to return it. That's what he understands.
Okay, so you have to look in the Aruch HaShulchan has a discussion.
Okay.
So that was something interesting, a new thing. Okay. Festos the Raiso de Rabbanan. Still that, maybe let people still who haven't spoken yet. Vessels, the rice of the Rabbanon. Okay, maybe we can open up a little bit. We'll open it up now to the audience.
We learned from the... Mm-hmm. You're not fine.
What?
Shmuel is talking.
I can't hear you. So the focus on the Gemara. Yeah, how do we pass him?
We pass the Rabbanon.
Based on the Rashba. The Rashba passes the Rabbanon. And what's the Nafkamina that it's the Rabbanon?
If people finish applies or Harchokas in general, if it's just Tashmish. Also, if you need a the question if it passes, whether you need the Diga afterwards.
Or if you tower in the meantime,
right?
At the end of the
day. Right, there's all these things. And what does the Lord of Yehuda say? Yeah, what does the Halakha of the Yehuda say? And therefore?
There is even a big passing Darabon.
For Tashmir. Okay.
Based on the Cheskos Chayim.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of Yotzil Aderech, the body, how that nowadays it doesn't apply.
In terms of Yotzil Aderech. Okay.
Did we mention the din of like what if it's Tash itself or if it's the chibuk?
Say.
Meaning, did we mention the din of whether it's Tashmish itself or chibuk the mitzvah? What price of banan?
If what?
Yeah, I mentioned it a bit ago.
Yes, you want to say, Tony, say.
No, it's not. Well, there's some say that if it's the Tashmish, Rashi says Tashmish, and then there's also. She just did say that Tashmish is Aser, but Chibuk Finishuk is Mutter.
And what does the Truma Sedeshin say about Chola? If the husband's a Chola or the wife is a Chola, could one help out the other?
So the wife can help out the husband's chola, just the husband doesn't have the strength to have the time up to want to have tashmish, but the husband, if the wife is sick, the husband can't help out the wife because the husband has the strength to want to have that time up. Once he touches her, if he's touching her to help her out, if she's sick, then he might have
a... And who disagrees with that?
Grandma.
And he says...
Both ways.
Both ways. Shaking hands with a woman.
Chazanish said it's Yarang Dayaber. Why do you say that?
What? Why do you say that?
Because it's Adizrayu to Gilarayas.
But it's not. And who holds like that? I mean, before
the Rambam.
Who? Rambam. And.
Templar.
And who? Based on who, which rabbinic authority?
Meaning what?
Who's the one?
Beis Yosef
is the one who says that.
According to the Rambam, against the Ramban, because it's either the Ramban holds either Chazishir or only Yisrael Rabbanon, but the Rambam thinks that it's Mamish Nav Israel Gilarayas, and therefore it's Yisrael Rabbanon. And the Torah Shlomim and everyone else kind of just questions the Beis Yosef.
And what about the rush hour? If you're going on the train?
You have to
pass
tshuva from
Moshe. So who is the tshuva written to? That's the
question. Moshe Tanakh, no?
Yeah.
Why Max?
Why Max?
The biggest man.
Moshe's Ayurveda.
Yes. Yeah, I told you, he used to be here. He used to go to all the games. They say also the away games, too.
The away games?
I can't give aid to the away games. Well, I can give. I couldn't even give Aegis to the games here, but he used to be in the cafeteria whenever there was a game. He'd be eating dinner. So I remember once joining him for dinner. Last time I saw him, I told you, Rabbi Tuchman's Ofrof. He lives in the Lower East Side. He was at the Kiddush. Yeah, those are the days. Okay, Ramosha, I think you guys were good. I think it was a nice thing. It was a little different than the last time. It was still good. I try to have some new things I shouldn't. Okay, so the goal is, Bez Hashem, is we're continuing now, Bez Hashem. And we'll finish. We have... you know, the Zayin Akim, Tefillah, Yom, we're there, we're getting there. You know, go a little quicker. I'm focusing on that. See, a lot of, some packets have a lot of different hesitations. The things that Mamish, Nogayel, Maisa, that you need to know. But maybe some stories, whatever. Okay, so we'll be in touch, and then. The Hilchos Aveilus will be after Shavuos as Hashem, and okay, so it will be good. And thank you all for coming. Those that still want to do more Chazara, there always could be room to do more Chazara. But everyone, you know, did well, so we should. It's good to see you. We should, you know, whenever you can be here, it's always good to be here. And you know, Ayin. Hakdama, Yimei Baruch, Hagadashol Pesach, about being, you know, there, being in Shir alive, Lein Shom. And what did I say, of Reb Moshe, and Reb Moshe when he was in the library years ago, he agreed to Hakdama to the you'll see the story of the Chasam Sofer, the sequel to that as well. Okay, if anyone wanted to get a Haggadah that didn't get yet, please let me know. We got a new shipment in. It'll be early for next year.
Pesach
Sheni. That's right. Which day is Pesach Sheni?
It's
Yom Tov today. So, okay. So Pesach Sheni is... Okay, it's good to see you all.
Thank you.
Also.